I knew you would come. I knew you'd find me. Oh, I'm not going back to the palace. I said, I'm not going back to the palace. Of course, you could make me. My sworn protector. You could make me go back to the palace. But that would involve getting a little too close for comfort, wouldn't it? Oh, what game am I playing? You know exactly what game I'm playing. Because you know me. You know me better than anyone else. You know exactly what game I'm playing. Don't you want to know how I snuck out of the palace? How I evaded the Golden Guard? How I left the city? How I traveled all of this distance? All on my own? Well, I have you to thank for that. You taught me well. You taught me how to survive. Not that I want to survive living in a palace. No, it's true. I don't want to survive. I don't want to be married off. I don't want to rule a kingdom. I have no interest in being in charge. Oh, it's duty obligation. You love those words, don't you? It's my duty. You have an obligation. How often have you uttered those words to me? Why do you keep your distance? I ask, why do you keep your distance? Not so far that anyone can call you on it. I mean, as my sworn protector, you have to stay close, but not too close. You stay away, but close enough to keep an eye on me, to watch me, to let me feel the weight of your gaze. I didn't notice at first. Mostly because I was so twisted up in duty and obligation. Because it was so important to you and I wanted to make you happy. I wanted to make you smile because you smile so rarely. But then I began to notice, to really notice. I began to notice the longing in your gaze because it matched the longing in my heart. I began to notice your sadness because I shared the same sorrow. The game I'm playing is honesty. The game I'm playing is telling the truth. Did you just tell me to hush? I like it when you tell me what to do. Oh, I shouldn't say such things because I'm a princess and you're what? You're less than me. Well, that's a lie. You're unimportant. That's also a lie. You're you're none of those things. You are important. You are everything. And no, I won't hush, and nor will I return to the palace, and nor will I be the princess any longer. Oh, you've just noticed that my crown isn't here. I sold it. I said I sold it. Of course no honourable merchant would have bought it. They were very dishonourable. Oh, look at you being so protective. Very protective. Oh, because you're my sworn protector. That's the only reason. That is the absolutely only reason. I mean, it's not like you're in love with me. Only you are. And I'm in love with you, but you're so stubborn. You're so stubborn. Oh, you're really annoyed now. You're taking off your armor. Can I watch? Are you going to pace? Because that's what you do. When I get you all worked up, you remove your armor and you pace. And then you start. Honor, duty, obligation. Or as I like to call them, excuse, excuse, excuse. Excuses for what? For why we can't be together. Oh, we can't be together because I'm a princess and you're a swan protector. I don't have a crown. So how do you know I'm a princess? But I don't have a crown. And without your armor, how would I know that you're a sworn protector? Oh, because I know. No, I don't. All I know is that you're the one I love. That you're the one that I want to run away with. That you're the one I want to give myself to tell me what to do. Because I don't want to rule. I want to be ruled. Oh, princesses shouldn't talk of such things. Are you worried that I'm not a virgin? Are you worried that I've let someone else touch me? I haven't. And I am. Well, it was nice to see a little honesty. So you're not in love with me then? No. Answer the question. Are you in love with me? Oh, love doesn't matter. It does. Come here, sworn protector. Come close. You have a duty to do as I say if I'm a princess. You know exactly what I'm doing. But here you are, coming closer. Were you worried about me? Were you worried about the princess that you're sworn to protect, or were you worried about the woman you love? You're no servant. And I'm no ruler. What we are two people in love. Two people who want. Only I'm being honest and you're making excuses. Do you know why you're the only one I listen to? Because I like it when you tell me what to do. And that's not very me, is it? Well, that's because it's just you. I wouldn't give myself to just anyone. I couldn't. Because I'm not mine to give away. I'm yours. I've always been yours. What did I just do? I kissed you because I love you and because we're running away together. I have gold. Quite a lot of gold. And I'm asking you to run away with me, to be honest with me, to let me be yours. What am I doing? I'm disrobing. Don't look away. Don't look away. I know you watch me. Sworn protector. Only you watch me in a way that is more than just protective. It's possessive. And I like it. I'm no stranger to people wanting to own me, to use me, to possess me, but with you it's different. Because I want to be yours, I need to be yours. And I think about it. When I do, well, my body reacts. Can you see? Can you see what the thought of being yours does to me? Can you see the blush? Only it's not a blush, it's a flame. A flame of want and desire and this need to fall to my knees before you. Like this. No. I won't stand. I'm making a point. I'm offering myself to you. Because I want to be yours. I think of you. Think of you. When I'm alone in my bedchamber. I think of your eyes on me. The weight of your gaze. The way it makes me feel. And my fingers. They tease. But only tease. I only tease myself. I only feel the wave of pressure. Swell, lap at the shores of my thighs as I become wetter and wetter, as I need more and more, but I never, ever go further. May I go further. May I touch myself and come for you. The one I love, the one I want to give myself to completely. I would love for you to take me Oh, please. Yes. But I know that I need to do this first. I need to give myself to you. I need you to see. To see me come. I want to give you my first orgasm. Freely, not because you're touching me, driving me crazy, making my body sing, but because I want you to see what you are to me. May I go? Are you sure? Because I won't allow you to take it back. I won't allow you to make excuses. I won't allow you to run. If you take my gift, if you take my pleasure, I'm yours. Oh, fuck. Oh. Who would think I would be so greedy, so quick to fall to wanton desire? Oh, I have been thinking of you for so long, teasing myself just enough that it aches and throbs. Oh, I can feel it. 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 Oh. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. Because I'm yours. I'm you. Please, 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 please. Watch. Don't look away. Please, I'm yours. You want my hand? What a time to propose. Oh. You want to taste me? Do you like it? May I taste?
Thank you.
No, I've never tasted my juices before. My wetness. Because it's yours. I was waiting. I'm yours. I love you. Please say something. Kiss you. Gladly. I can taste myself on your lips. Is that a promise? Yes. Why not now? We need to put miles between us and the palace. Oh, I know, but I want to feel your lips. I'll do as you say. Because I'm yours. Because I want to, because you're right. But may I have one last kiss before we escape into the night?
Say the words, please. Say.
You love me, and I love you too. Don't call me princess. Not anymore. I'll always be your princess, will I? I like that. But only yours. Your princess. Forever. All right, I'll get dressed. Are you going to watch? Oh, of course. I'm glad you said yes. Oh, you can't resist me. Wish I'd known that before. I was a little worried. But I had to. Because I love you. And yes, I'm getting dressed. I really do love you. And I am all yours.